A team of evaluators from the Higher Learning Commission, members of the Kansas Board of Regents, and the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture all spent time recently on the campus of Kansas State University. To begin with, the HLC team, in its 10-year review, spent 3 days in Manhattan evaluating various aspects of the university. The president of Kansas State, Dr. Kirk Schultz, says they thoroughly examined numerous areas.
Strategic planning, faculty and staff compensation, libraries, condition of classrooms and space, financial condition of the institution, interaction with the regents. There's very little, frankly, that they don't look at. And then what happens is they give us an exit interview and they let us know the major topics that might be out there. And then about 4 to 6 weeks later, we'll get a draft copy of what their report will be. Then it goes through a series of steps, and it's really the fall before we'll get our kind of final report and recommendations from them. At that point, somewhere along the line, we make the report public. That's not Kansas State's choice. That's the Higher Learning Commission's choice, so that people can kind of see what they found, where the strengths and opportunities for the future at Kansas State.
I would assume that there's just no real chance of us losing accreditation.
None whatsoever. The accreditation team is incredibly impressed with what they saw on campus. They're going to have the same kind of concerns that probably have been expressed 10 years ago and 10 years before that. They were concerned about diversity at the cabinet level, basically the vice presidential level. We tend to all be Caucasian. And there's not much ethnic diversity there. That'll certainly be something that'll be mentioned in the report. But as the team chair was sharing with the provost and myself the things, 95% of them are positives. I mean, they were actually pleasantly surprised that the morale on campus was as good as it was. They were impressed with the K-State 2025 planning process and the fact that every university claims they have lots of involvement of faculty, staff, and students. Here, they just found, talking to random people, that almost everybody knew what it was, what the goal was, and it had an opportunity to participate even if they didn't. Those were the kinds of global things that they talked about. They also were very impressed with our first year experience, but they said it's too small and doesn't impact enough of our students. So they said if you're going to invest some money, you need to make sure that first year experience is really, really quite good. And so there's a few things like that that'll pop out that you can kind of take as a neutral. They liked what they saw. They just didn't see enough investment or impact across the whole freshman class.
And how much of a role what the Kansas legislature does as far as our allocation play in what they got to see?
We're seeing funding trends shift nationally, and I think away from states providing as much support as they have historically. The team saw that at Kansas State University. We were transparent with our financials and where everything comes from, the comments several of them made is, man, they've been places they've seen that the support is much, much worse. There's places they've been the support is much better. So I think we were really kind of smack dab in the middle. But for example, let's take our freshman programs that they spoke highly of, our honors program, things like that, which are small but pretty good. And say it takes $2.5 million to implement that across the university. We just simply don't have those dollars coming in unless I can get a donor to give it to us to really put the dollars into those programs the way we would like to. So actually, many of those things, until the state steps up and starts providing some general fund increases, it's going to be difficult for us to implement some of their recommendations.
So no surprises from the visit by the Higher Learning Commission?
None whatsoever. We anticipated the things that were going to be that they found as concerns. But generally, I think the report will come out much more positively than even I could have hoped for. So I think they were just generally impressed with what they saw.
So at the same time they're on campus, the regents show up.
Yes. Kansas Board of Regents every 2 years visit Kansas State, and they spend a day and a half here. And what we try to do is really give them a sense of our accomplishments, the positive things that we've done, and an opportunity also to explore some areas of concern. So they, in addition to meeting with me and the executive cabinet and all that stuff, they spend an hour or so with the faculty senate leadership team, with the student senate leadership team, with the classified senate leadership team. And there's not a bunch of administrators hovering around. I mean, we do that on purpose so that people have got a closed door session with the regents. And the number one thing that every single group pounded on the regents is we've got to start getting some help with our non-competitive faculty and staff salaries. And so when I talked to the regents when they were exiting, they said, Kirk, we love everything you're doing. We were happy with the institution and so on and so forth. But we've heard loud and clear that we need to spend and put some more priority on faculty and staff compensation. So that came consistently from a variety of groups. And that's the kind of thing I can talk to them all day about. But when they come onto campus and they kind of hear it from different groups, that has a much bigger impact than just the presidents talking about it.
So did they go away with kind of the same thoughts, with the same recommendations that the Higher Learning Commission did?
Now, they're drinking from a fire hose for 2 days. And so they came away impressed with the quality of our students, with our faculty and staff scholarship, with the way that generally people get along well on our campus. And that becomes very evident when somebody's here for a day or two. I think they don't necessarily see that same spirit of camaraderie across all six universities. And I think for them, it's always a pleasant thing to visit our campus and really see that people like working here and working well together.
And while all of this was going on, we had the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture on campus.
Yes, Secretary Vilsack came and spent, again, a day and a half. And we've had previous Landon lectures that kind of came in, gave a talk, and then left. He came the night before, had dinner with a whole bunch of the folks from the ag community, met with students the next morning and spent an hour or so with a bunch of students, did some interviews with some of our ag communications folks, and then did his lecture and then spent some time on campus that afternoon. So for the first time since I've been president, we had a Landon lecture that interacted with students, faculty, staff, media, the whole nine yards. And I think I've heard very positive things about his visit. And he, again, left impressed with NBAF, the BRI, our College of Agriculture. And I think those kind of things can only help us in the future.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.